The following is a presentation of the Houston Texans. Texans Extra Points is brought to you by Reliant, an NRG company, and by your local Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas.
Happy Saturday night to you. Hope this weekend has been a fruitful one and only gets better tomorrow. My name is Drew Doherty. I'm your host here on Texans Extra Points, and we got some big-time guests. Wade Smith, former guard for the Houston Texans, current Texans ambassador, as well as the voice of the Houston Texans, Mark Vandermeer. We got a lot to discuss, a lot to get into, and I promise we will. But first, we got to knock things out and get you caught up on the week that was with some quick hits. The Texans travel to Cincinnati Monday night football against the Bengals. Now, that's a defense that's pretty tough to go against. One of the best, a top 10 defense, one of the best in the NFL. And quarterback Brian Hoyer says patience is a key.
Like I said before, with Cincinnati, they're going to force you to drive the field on them. They're not going to give up a lot of big plays. And so for me, it's about being patient and trying to find the open guy and then let them make the plays after the catch.
And on the other side of the ball, Andy Dalton, a Katy Tiger, is operating that offense that's running at a high, high rate. Dalton doing some nice things, and J.J. Watt says this Texans defense will be challenged.
They can make plays in many different ways, so it's our job to go out there and to be technically sound, to play good team defense, to rally to the ball, and go out there and make plays.
It kind of dictates what type of coverage you can run at times just because, you know, you just can't key in on A.J. Green or the tight end. You know, he spreads the ball around to Sanu, Jones, you know, the running backs, so all those guys. So I think he makes you plays it pretty much honest.
Bill O'Brien and the crew looking to make things better in the run game. They got to fix a unit that's only had one 100-yard rusher this season. That was Alfred Blue in Week 3. And here is how they plan to go about doing it. They do it with the brain, they say.
Running game is a mentality, you know. We just have to have it in our minds that we're going to, get it done. You know, you don't want to become one-dimensional on the road against that defense, you know. So we just have to take that approach, you know, play in and play out, that we have to be able to run the ball effectively.
Okay, that was left tackle Dwayne Brown. You played next to him for a few seasons. You know how he works. You know how this line works. Let's start with you. How do you go about fixing a run game? Because it's not just a snap of the fingers, is it?
Well, I think, first of all, the guys got to get healthy up front and stay healthy. And that's much easier said than done. But I think that a lot of the problems and issues are coming because they're having to move so many people around because people are banged up and people aren't getting used to being able to practice together and learn each other. And that's critical in a run game. So I think that, you know, getting those guys back healthy is critical, and then settling on somebody at left guard, I think that's going to be critical to the success of the line.
Yeah, he knows a thing or two about that, doesn't he?
Right. You know, you've had Suafilo in there, Ode Abushi, and now you have Ben Jones at center, so you can't move him over there. You've had Derek Newton, a whole bunch of different combinations here, Drew. And I think the key is not just continuity on the offensive line, because all the old linemen are saying it, and nobody's using it as an excuse within the organization. But what about throwing the ball more consistently early and just trying to get the ground game going that way? What about that, Wade, when you get the passing game to set up the running game?
I was always a fan of starting the game off with runs myself, but, you know, whatever works. I mean, a lot of times you're seeing that they're having struggles running the ball early in the game, so if that's going to work by, you know, throwing quick passes out to the flat to loosen up the defense and then running the ball afterwards, whatever works, but the run game is critical for winning this game against the Bengals.
You know, and I wonder how much we see of guys like Chris Polk and guys like Jonathan Grimes, maybe even a little bit of Jay Prush. Alfred Blue is probably the lead back in this offense, but it's so much different without Arian Foster, Mark.
It really is. I mean, Alfred Blue has had a couple of good games, one against Cleveland last year, one against Tampa Bay, and then other moments that you can isolate throughout his brief career so far. But somebody's got to step up. I don't mind the committee thing as long as it's working. Chris Polk has had some nice runs, Blue again. But you've got to find a way to get one guy to be the consistent ball carrier and then the other guy to be the complimentary guy, at least in my opinion. We'll see if they can start doing it in the back half of the season.
It's really three complimentary backs now playing. What do you think of these three complimentary backs and really the two that I discussed as far as Polk and Grimes?
Well, they have their strengths and weaknesses, but I think that Grimes showed early in the year that out the backfield catching the ball, he's a really good receiver, and he makes – consistent plays, and so that's something you can count on. I think Chris Polk knows how to get those yards that count. And so, just those guys playing off of one another, when you have them in the game, besides having Blue in there, I think they have the ability to be successful.
All right, we're going to get more into this and talk about the defense as well after the break. But before we go to break, we check in with our good friend John Harris, who's got this week's By the Numbers.
9. This is the 9th Monday Night Football appearance by the Houston Texans, and a win would push their road record in those games to 3-3. 12. Quarterback Brian Hoyer has tossed an even dozen touchdowns over the last 5 games, compared to just 2 interceptions in that same span. Only 3 quarterbacks, Drew Brees, Eli Manning, and Phillip Rivers, have more scores in that span, and they've thrown 13 apiece. 1. J.J. Watt just needs 1 sack to pass Derek Thomas for the 2nd most career sacks in a player's first 5 seasons in the NFL. I'm John Harris, and this is By the Numbers.